There's nothing like our Father's love. Today's message is about God the Father's love. And from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Pastor explains what love is and what love is not. For those who are entangled in hurts, rejections, and self-pity, there is healing in God the Father's love, which was manifested when Jesus died on the cross for you.
Let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. You can go back home and read the whole chapter. And if possible, memorize that scripture this year. It's a very powerful chapter. And I'm just going to read the 13th verse. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Amen. Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. Romans chapter 5 and verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Amen. And the 8th verse, Romans 5 verse 8. But God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. How many of you will thank God for his word? Hallelujah. I want to title the message tonight. You know, we didn't plan this. The preacher before me and we didn't plan this message. So I know it's the Holy Spirit. I want to title the message, There's Nothing Like the Father's Love. Look at somebody and say, there is nothing like our Father's love. There's nothing like our Father's love. 4.4 billion people in this world don't feel loved or accepted. 4.4 billion people in this planet Earth don't feel loved or accepted. That is nearly 60% of the planet. They don't feel loved. They don't feel that anybody cares for them or anybody needs them. 4.4 billion people on this planet Earth. And in 25 years of ministry, I've seen even in the church, deep within, many a problem that believers go through can be traced back to not feeling loved or accepted. Now, I have no doubts that the church, very theologically, very theoretically, very intellectually, logically, they know from God's word, God loves them. Because they studied that in Sunday school. And some of you Saturday school. They know it. But the Bible says, hope does not disappoint us because we know that God has poured his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. That knowing that God loves them deep within, when they're alone, when they face challenges, when they face pressures, that is what the Holy Spirit does, and that is what we need to experience this year. Amen. Lift your hand and say, hallelujah, I need to experience the love of the Father like no other time before in my life. Amen. There is this cartoon figure, Charlie Brown, Lucy. You know them? They're not in the Bible, but you might find that in the newspaper behind Charlie Brown. So Charlie Brown is sitting very grumpy one day. And Lucy comes to him and says, you have to be more loving. You have to love the world. And Charlie Brown looks at her and says, what makes you think that I don't love the world? I love the world. It's people that I cannot stand. It is just people that I cannot stand. One Corinthians chapter 13 is one of the most amazing chapters. It says there you can have all the gifts of the Spirit, you can prophesy, but if you have no love, you're just making a lot of noise. You can speak in tongues but have no love. You can actually have faith to move mountains, that's what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, but have no love. You can know all the scriptures, but if you have no love, then you're just making a lot of noise. I told some of the people who are close to me, I told them, when I die, whenever the Lord calls me, what I want on my tombstone, I'm very clear. And that is, I loved Jesus and I loved people. That's all. I loved Jesus, nothing else, and I loved people. That is all that I ask God for, the grace, the anointing, His love to flow out through me. And tonight I believe that God will reach out to somebody in this room tonight and heal you deep within in ways that you never thought possible by His love. If it is you, lift your hand and say, I receive His love. I believe His love will make me new. Amen. Praise the Lord. There is a saying that hurt people hurt others. Hurt people, hurt others. So look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 onwards. Can you put that there? Yes. Love is, I want you to say that with me. The first one, love is patient. Love is patient. Now sometimes people test your patience. But the Bible says, love is patient. If you have kids, you know, you gotta be very patient with them. And if you got three girls, you know, you gotta be very, very patient with them. And the Bible says, love is patient. In other words, God is patient with us. We might be impatient, but God is patient with us. Aren't you glad about that? He's doing His work. He takes His own pace. He knows what He's doing. We become impatient, but let me tell you, love is patient. God is doing a work and He will complete the good work that He's begun in you. If you believe that, say amen, hallelujah. God will perfect that which concerns you. He won't leave you half done. He will work a work in you and bring His name and His glory to pass through you. God's love will never give up on you. Look at somebody and say, God's love will never give up on you. God's love will never give up on you. God is not going to get up one morning and say, listen, I don't love you anymore. Love is kind. Love is, I want you to say that love, when you say that, you will be amazed by the love of God that will flow into your heart. Love is kind. It's the kindness of God that makes us stand here. God has been kind to us. Amen. Hallelujah. He's been kind to us. His love protects you. That word actually means the love of God will actually cover your sin. First Peter 4:8 says, love covers a multitude of sins. Aren't you glad that God is not somebody who exposes your sins? People try that. God doesn't. He loves you and He covers your sin. That's why you can stand here and with boldness come before the throne of God because of the blood of the Lamb and say, thank you, Jesus, for covering me with your precious blood. I can come before the Father with boldness because God's love will cover you. Love does not envy. You know that when you begin to envy somebody, you know that there is a love of God lacking in your life. Because you're placing low value on yourself. And you're placing low value on God's love. You're saying, well, listen, if that person is blessed, I am not. There is no blessing for me, maybe only for the other person. So I just need to keep envying that person. No. There was a drama. I'm just speaking with you. I'm not preaching like I normally preach because I just want to pray with you towards the end. That's all. Are you with me tonight? It says okay? Why are you all serious? You don't like the love of God or what? There was this drama where somebody was supposed to act as Jesus, carry the cross. And then there are the disciples, there is Peter, James, John, you know, all the apostles, Judas, everyone is there. Somebody is acting as Jesus. And he really needed the job. Because he needed money. So he was willing to carry the cross and, you know, be in that drama. So he was carrying the cross and walking along. And the drama is going on. It's on the street. And suddenly, somebody who was drunk comes there and begins to abuse. And begins to make fun. And begins to call out, you know, call different names and begins to, you know, really abuse. So this guy is a little patient and after some time, he loses his cool. He keeps the cross down. Goes, punches that guy. Then he comes back and picks up the cross and he's... So the director of the drama comes and says, you can't do that, you are Jesus. I mean, Judas can do it, Peter can do it, James can do it, but you are Jesus, you can't do it. I wonder how many of us are acting, you know? Because when push comes to shove, what's really in us comes out. If you're really tested, let me tell you, you will really know whether the love of God is in your heart. When you're really tested. People abuse you, speak bad things about you, say negative things about you, malign your name, whatever. If you experience the love of the Father, if the love of God is flowing in you, it doesn't matter. Are you with me? You're not going to keep the cross down and you're not going to go and punch that person, but you're going to say, God, hallelujah, I am patient because your love is flowing in me. I have the unconditional love of God flowing through me. Hallelujah. Amen. It says there what love is and what love is not. I just need to say it. That's all. Where is that? Put it on the screen here. Yeah. What love is? Love suffereth long, is kind, rejoices in truth. What love is not? It envieth not, boasts itself not, is not prideful, it's not proud, it's not arrogant. What love is? It's not rude. Look at somebody and say, love is not rude. It is not selfish. It is not seeking after her own or his own. It's not too sensitive, oversensitive. Some people are looking for ways to get hurt. Oversensitive. Love is not oversensitive. Does not get provoked. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. Love never fails. It endureth all things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. We are a church that accepts everyone. Look at somebody and say that. We accept everyone because the love of God is in us. It doesn't matter if somebody is poor, somebody is backslidden, somebody is messed up, somebody is going through a tough time. We accept them because God's love is in us. We do not judge them. We do not provoke them. We accept them. Hallelujah. Lift your head and say, the love of God. Let the love of God flow in my life. When you do not know the love of God or experience the love in a very tangible way in your life, you lead a very hurt life. Because the Bible says love does not keep a record of wrongs. You're speaking about what happened 5 years back, 2 years back, 3 years back, 3 days back, two hours back. Hello, it's gone, it's behind us. If God were to look at us and say the same way, listen, you remember what you did 10 years back, 7 years back, oh my God, we would have had it. But he doesn't. So we did not keep a record of wrongs. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Amen. There are people who have suicidal thoughts because they feel unloved. There are people who beat themselves up for the mistakes that they have done in life because they don't feel loved. There are people who can't let go what's happened in their lives because they're not tasting the love of God. There are people who cannot forgive somebody. Why? Because they're not tasting the love of God. But I pray this evening, this word, however simple it is, will set you free, that the enemy won't use that against you, and the love of God will flow into your hearts, and you will experience the refreshing that comes from God. Lift your hand and say, I receive the word of the Lord. I receive the love of God in my life. People who do not experience the love of God are always walking insecure. You're always trying to compete with somebody. You're looking for attention and acceptance in the wrong places. You're looking for acceptance. You're saying, you know, there is the wrong places. In the wrong places. wrong relationships because you're looking for some love. Your husband does not compliment you, you're looking for some love somewhere. And suddenly a joker down the street is willing to smile at you and compliment you. Everybody seems to be having a boyfriend, a girlfriend. Everybody seems to be having some one or the other. It looks like I am all alone. You are not alone. Once you taste the love of God, hallelujah, you are not alone. His love is overwhelming. I know you know it theoretically, intellectually, theologically, but tonight is the night where every unloved feeling is to go out of you. You have to taste and see the goodness of God in your heart, in your life once again. Put your hands together and say, Jesus, I want to experience your embrace. I want to experience your embrace. I am not alone. The Father in heaven loves me. There's a book by John Elder. In that he uses a word called healing the father's wound. Healing the father's wound. Where in some form or the other you were rejected by your father, or you were abandoned, or you had a silent father who was not expressive. No matter how good our fathers are, let me tell you, they were imperfect people, because there is only one father who is perfect, and that is our Father in heaven. It doesn't matter how great your father was, that father was imperfect because we are all imperfect. As a matter of fact, one person had a problem coming to a church because the people in that church used to call God Father. So he had a problem coming into church because he would hear this word, Father, Father God, Father. And his father was very abusive, so he had a problem with that. So he left the church, went into another church, they wouldn't call Father. Are you still with me? There are men sitting here in this room who feel they're bad fathers. There are times when people come and say, you're my spiritual father. I hate it. Because I know they got their expectations somewhere up there, and I'm just human. I won't be able to meet that need. They're going to be offended somewhere. And can you imagine the pressure when a huge number of people are looking up to you for encouragement, a smile, a pat, a hug. And let me tell you, I'm doing my best. I'm trying my best. But I know that when I stand before the Heavenly Father, I'm falling flat. And I'm imperfect. I said, Lord, I can't do this. You gotta fill the church with your love. There are fathers sitting here, you have raised up your children the best way possible, but they might look at you one day and say, you didn't provide for me, you didn't buy me that, you didn't do this for me. Don't let those words condemn you. Are you with me? On earth, you're imperfect. That is why you need the love of God, the Father, flowing into your life. There are men sitting here who don't feel like men at all. You're working hard, trying to provide for your family. You're trying everything somehow to sustain your family, take care. The rest of the people don't understand that at all. But don't be upset, don't feel sad. Let me tell you, your heavenly Father knows you. And tonight He wants to heal certain men in this house who are going through that kind of brokenness. God wants to step in and heal your broken heart. Oh, come on, ladies. Appreciate your men. Put your hands together. Thank the Lord for the men in your life. Samuel 18th chapter. Verses 6 onwards. 2 Samuel 18 verse 6. There is nobody to read. Okay. Yes, next verse. Yes, and the eighth verse. And the ninth verse. Okay, you wouldn't have understood anything, did you? Huh? It's this, in the Old Testament, there is a father by the name called David. He had a son called Absalom. And the sixth verse says there was a battle in Ephraim, in the wood of Ephraim. Let me tell you, on planet Earth, when you're born again, there is a battle for your soul. And in that battle, 20,000 people died. But the next verse says, some of the Israelites went into the woods, and more number of people died in the woods than in the battle. And David's son Absalom, while he was going through the woods, his hair got entangled on a branch and he lay there hanging. The devil wanted him in that position. Thala pidichu kudikya samay edutha kolluvallo. Like I said, there's a battle for your soul, for your mind. Here is this man Absalom, his hair is locked up in that branch. His eyes are locked up, his ears are locked up, he's held there. They took their time to kill him, pierce his heart. The devil is in no hurry to take you out if he's got his, your head entangled somewhere. Feelings of rejection, helplessness, suicide, thoughts of I'm no good, I'm of no value, nobody loves me, nobody cares, I'm all alone, I'm locked up. In the woods, more people get lost in the woods. They just drift away in the woods. They don't know where they're going. They're looking for something. Now, Absalom, what led to this is something that happened 10 years back. In 2 Samuel chapter 14, 21 to 20, 14, 21 to 24. 2 Samuel 14, 21 to 24. Look at the... Look, 24th verse. See? Something happened in the home of David. David is saying to Absalom, or saying to the man in between them, listen, let Absalom come back home. He's been in rebellion with him. Let him come back home. But let him not see my face. Let him just be somewhere in the house. Can you imagine father and son in the same house? They won't talk to each other. I know families like that. The son will be sitting in front of the computer on top floor. The father will be down and say, coming down for breakfast. A WhatsApp message. They haven't seen face to face. No, I won't come now. Maybe another later. Same house. Father and son are in two different places. There are so many people who can come into the father's house, the church, and not get connected with the father, not look at his face. They just come there, they just go through the motions, pray, listen to a message, write notes, let me preach it again somewhere else, take down a few points, and they go on. But whenever you come into the father's house, meet the Father in heaven, come worship him, fall in love with him, tell him you love him, his love will flood into your soul. He longs to reach out to you. Even tonight, say, Father, I long to see your face, I long to worship you, I long to see your goodness, I want to have a revelation of you. Father, lift your hands and ask the Father, Father, I want to know you. I don't just want to come into church because of an obligation. I want to meet my Father in heaven. Same house. Now this boy, Absalom, was a good looking boy. We can read the next verses. Every year, his just his hair cutting alone would be a national event. He had such beautiful hair. People would gather around him, admire his hair, admire his looks, clap. They would just, wow, Absalom, man, you're good. But deep within Absalom's heart, he wants to hear his father say that to him. He's trying to impress the people with his looks and with his, you know, clothes and with his style and charisma, everything. Why? Because he longs to hear his father say that to him. There are so many people who would like their father to say something to them. Oh, come on, church. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Sometimes one warm touch, one loving touch, sometimes one kind word to your wife, to your husband, to your children, can bring about a huge healing in their hearts. Sometimes just one touch. They long to hear something good coming from your mouth. Because there are people trying to get dad's approval. He's craving to hear, son, I'm proud of you. Son, I'm not disappointed in you. Son, I just wanted to give you a hug. There are times when a child wants to have a hug and the father just walks away. The reason this boy Absalom went into the woods is because he's lost his connect with his father. Look at somebody and say, stay out of the woods. You know what happened to this boy? The same house. His heart began to become rebellious. He began to, next chapter says, when he could stand out in the city gates, if somebody came to him, they're going to see David, he would say, hey, listen, I can do a better job than my father. If I was in charge over this kingdom, things wouldn't be the same way. Let me tell you, as a church, as a pastor, let me tell you, when somebody begins to think that way, you know, something is wrong. Hey, pastor, enikkella ariyavanu. Pastor does not handle these things well. I could have. That's a rebellious attitude. Time doesn't heal anything, only God heals. Are you with me? Amen. This man is offended. Somewhere he is hurt. And he is rebellious. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, let every rebellion break away in the name of Jesus. Amen. He feels betrayed. He feels rejected. He is looking for affirmation and he is looking for significance that would come from the Father that did not come. Now he is looking the other way. Let me show my Father. Yeah. Let me do something and show him. Lift your hand and say, Jesus, heal my heart. Jesus, fill me with the love of the Father. Jesus, fill me with the love of the Father. Amen. The 28th verse, 2 Samuel 14:28. So Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem and saw not the king's father, king's face. 2 years in the palace. Didn't see the king's face. Years back this happened. That was never healed. He goes into the woods, his hair gets entangled. He's stuck in his thoughts. He's trapped. He's tried different things. Some addictions come. Some people go into the woods. Might be addiction, certain habits, because of a lack of God's love in their hearts. He felt he was treated badly. Here he is entangled in his head. But tonight, we're gonna pray together that you would come out of every trap of the devil. That you would experience the healing of God, that the enemy won't be able to finish you off. Why? Because somebody else died in the woods 2,000 years ago. Somebody else hung on a tree 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. He died on the cross of Calvary, stretched out his hand, shed his blood, allowed his heart to be pierced. He cried out and said, my God, why has thou forsaken me? I don't want to be rejected. Why has thou forsaken me? That you might be accepted in his sight. Tonight, through the blood of Jesus, every other tree that your head is entangled in, I speak and I decree release and deliverance for your minds, for your hearts. Every feelings of rejection, every feelings of self-rejection, every traumatic thought, every hurt and wound, every time that you've abused yourself, indulge in self-pity, and life made your life miserable, let it be broken off from your life in the name of Jesus. Jesus died for you. He died for you. Look at somebody and say, Jesus died for you. While we were still sinners, that's the scripture that we read. While we were no good, he died for us. Wow. He died for us. It is just not a biblical story, it is an experience. Tonight, let your hearts be opened. It doesn't matter how many years you say you are saved. Let me tell you, you need the love of the Father. Jesus died for you. Jesus died for you. He hung on that tree, hallelujah, on the cross, hallelujah, for your redemption, for you to be set free in your mind, in your heart, from every battle that you're facing, that your heart might be once again free to trust in the Father in heaven. And know deep within that God loves me. I have a Father in heaven, and I can come close to Him. Like Aksa went close to the Father, 2019, I can draw near to my Father in heaven and ask Him, and I will have answers to prayer. I can ask Him for the springs. I can ask Him for the river. I can ask Him for the blessing, because I have a Father. Because I have a Father. Because I have a Father. You have a Father in this house. Hallelujah. You are not condemned. You are not rejected. You are not cast away. Come as you are into the house of God. Hallelujah. God accepts you. I accept you. This church accepts you. God will forgive you. I will forgive you. Let the love of God flood your hearts. Let there be healing in your hearts tonight. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Is patient, is kind. Faith, hope, and love, of these three, the greatest is. Let's close our eyes tonight. Can I have the lights dimmed, please, so we can take some time to pray, that people can just be by. Tonight, I sense the love of God flowing in this house. Would you It is okay for you to stand or kneel or lie down on your floor, or just come forward, even just come forward to the stage if you just want to, you know, whatever way that you want to draw near to the Lord and to His love. But take a step, opening up your heart to Jesus, to His love tonight. Lift your hearts to Him and say, Father, Father, I long to taste your love over my life. I don't want information. I want an experience of your love. I want a deep knowing deep within that you love me, that you will never leave me nor forsake me. With all your dysfunctions, with all your hurts, with all your backslidings and mistakes that you've done, don't be afraid to come before the Father. He loves you. He won't condemn you. Don't be afraid. Don't play a game, but open your hearts and say, Lord, I want your love to heal me, heal my heart, heal my mind. Jesus, I need you to heal me. I need you to heal me. Every every spirit of rejection, every fear of rejection, every low self-esteem thought processes, let it break off. Every time you have gone into the woods looking for something, let it not happen again. Come to the Father. Come to Jesus. All I need is you, Lord.
You, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. You, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord. You, Lord. All I need is you. All I need is you, Lord.
Yes, Father. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes.
All I need is you, Lord. You, Lord. All I need is you.
Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
All I need is you, Lord. You,
your hands and say to the Lord,
Thank you. hands to Jesus tonight. Look upon the cross of Calvary. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. It is by His stripes that we are healed. Every wound in your heart, every time that you have been let down, you feel nobody wanted you, cared for you, rejected. Remember, Jesus was wounded for you. Let those thoughts of self-pity and fear of future and insecurity tonight be nailed on the cross with Christ. May that never again come over your heart. Let the love of God fill your hearts. Every time you look to somebody to love you, care for you, and you fell let down, remember it happened for a reason. It happened for a reason. It happened for a reason because God wanted to reveal His love to you. You were looking for the perfect love of God in the wrong places. Forgive your father on earth. Every father figure, forgive everyone whom you look to and you felt they let you down. Forgive them. God loved that for a reason, so His love could fill you, because He's got a better plan for you. Forgive everyone who might have misunderstood you or hurt you. Forgive them. Unforgiveness stops us from enjoying and experiencing the love of God. Just let it go. Let it go. Just give it up. Don't hold on to it. Let it go. Don't hold on to your past mistakes. Don't walk all through your life with guilt and condemnation. Just let it go. Once forever, Christ suffered on the cross for you. His blood makes you whiter than snow. Let it go. Let it go. Let those condemning thoughts go. Let those guilt go. Tonight, open your hearts and say, Jesus, I believe you died for my sin. You were wounded for my sins. You were bruised for my iniquity. It is by your stripes I am healed. Tonight I receive by faith your love. May your love take a hold over my thoughts, over my heart, and over my life. Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Reveal the love of the Father through the Holy Spirit deep within my heart. Thank you, Jesus. I let go. I forgive everyone who has hurt me. I don't want to go into the woods. I don't want to go into the wrong places. I don't want my head to be trapped in a branch. I want my life to be free and to walk in the liberty of thy Holy Spirit. I want to be close to the Father in heaven. Thank you, Jesus, for making it possible. Thank you, Jesus. May your precious blood speak over my spirit, my soul, my body, my family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands and praise Him tonight. Thank Him tonight by faith, and let the power of His love, let the power of His healing love just flow into your beings tonight. Let His love flow into your hearts tonight. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Jesus, I thank you. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Glorify your holy name. Tonight, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to heal every broken heart. Let that process of healing happen, start tonight. It is a process. The love of God will start healing your heart tonight. As the days go by, as the months go by, you will sense and feel a complete healing in the deepest part of your soul. The Holy Spirit tells me you will experience a deep healing in the deepest part of your soul by the love of God. Receive by faith tonight. Let there be healing for every broken heart tonight. Restore them to the love of the Father. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Put your hands together. Give a glorious clap offering to Jesus tonight.
Thank you for being here. You have just been blessed by a powerful message from Pastor Rajesh Matthew. We at Cornerstone Church encourage you to join us as we gather in the name of Jesus to worship the Lord and to feed on His fresh word every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the Malayalam services and for the English services on Fridays 6:30 p.m. and Sundays 3 p.m. in the afternoon. You can also watch us live at www.joshuageneration.org, where the services are live streamed and archived for later viewing. God bless you, and remember, we are for signs and wonders for the Lord our God.